And finally, our gene of the month is Amontillado, a gene with a rather macabre twist. Horror fans may know 19th century writer Edgar Allan Poe's story, The Cask of Amontillado, where an unwitting victim is lured into a wine cellar with the promise of a precious vintage sherry and then bricked up alive by the murderous protagonist. Rather like this unfortunate literary end, fruit fly larvae with a faulty Amontillado gene cannot hatch and they remain trapped in their pupae to die. In contrast to many of the genes we've featured in this podcast, the mammalian version of Amontillado was actually identified first in the form of a protein called PC2, which chops up hormone precursors to make finished hormones. The victims of PC2 include a substance called pro-opiomelanocortin, which can be processed in a variety of ways to make lots of different useful hormones, none of which give you a predisposition to liking sherry. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month looking at the genetics of autism and language problems. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or you can tweet at Naked Genetics. And don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.